This is John Lothian with the commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for September 3rd, 2020. Chris Brummer, the Agnes N. Williams Research Professor at the Georgetown University Law Center, led a virtual panel discussion yesterday titled, "What Does the Data Reveal About the Absence of Black Financial Regulators?" The panel discussed a paper that researched the subject and found that, quote, "The historical data indicate that there have been a total of 327 individuals appointed to financial regulatory agencies. Of that total, 10 have been black." Former CFTC Commissioner Sharon Bowen was on the panel and was one of the 10 black regulators listed. The Wall Street Journal has an online story titled, "How to Stop Eye Strain When You Relentlessly Stare at Screens," by Ashley Mateo. This is an important subject, as I know my eyes hurt after I have been looking at a screen for 11 hours a day, like I did yesterday. The New York Times is reporting that the U.S. federal borrowing amid pandemic puts the U.S. debt on a path to exceed World War II. That's not a good thing. Stacy Mallon, the Director of Infrastructure and Security at Vela, has a blog post titled, "Marketplaces in the Cloud. It's about much more than data." The Minneapolis Grain Exchange announced it has had its second best fiscal year volume in history. MGX was recently sold to the MIAX group, so their timing was good. The great baseball pitcher Tom Seaver, one of the best pitchers ever to play the game, has died at the age of 75. Seaver died of a number of things, including COVID and dementia, but it was also tied to Lyme disease, which he contracted in 1991 and wasn't diagnosed right away, which led to the more serious problems. Sarah Rudolph, the editor-in-chief for John Lothian News, shared that Intercontinental Exchange today reported August 2020 trading volume and related revenue statistics, which you can find on Intercontinental's website. Other stories of interest from the first read section include a Bloomberg story titled, "New York City Warehouse Storing Million-Dollar Art to Shut Down." Manhattan's first Freeport, a windowless five-story warehouse in Harlem designed to store $2.5 billion worth of blue-chip art, is closing after 2 years. Named Arsis, which means a stronghold or citadel in Latin, the building was developed by Kera Equities at a cost of more than $40 million and includes 110,000 square foot of space and security features such as retina scanning. It was built on a lot designed as a foreign trade zone, meaning the merchandise inside isn't subject to U.S. duty or excise tax. Bloomberg also has a story titled, "The Hamptons Hit Uncharted Waters." Bloomberg also has a story titled, "The Hamptons Hit Uncharted Waters, $75,000 a month fall rentals. The summer season used to end on Labor Day weekend, not anymore." In the not-so-distant past, Labor Day weekend signaled the end of the Hamptons' summer season. It was called Tumbleweed Tuesday, says Richie Howe, a local realtor. "You could shoot a cannon down Main Street in Southampton and not hit anyone," he said. "This year is different." Also from Bloomberg, "When will COVID vaccine be available?" The CDC tells states to prepare for November 1st. The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention has told states to prepare for a COVID vaccine to be ready by November 1st and asked them to remove obstacles that would prevent distribution sites from opening. The date suggests the federal government anticipates a vaccine will become available just days before President Donald Trump stands for re-election November 3rd, an aggressive goal that would depend on shots being tested and reviewed by then. Trump's political future hinges on the response to the virus that has killed almost 185,000 Americans. 2 days before the election, how convenient. This is about politics, not science. David Z. Morris has a blog called The Ledger, and he shared a story that's titled, HBO's new sex cult documentary has big lessons for investors. He says, when I first started writing about cryptocurrency way back in 2013, no big deal, I was above all fascinated by the potential of decentralized systems to disrupt everything we took for granted about banks, payments, and finance. But by early 2017, Ponzi schemes and other cons had begun leveraging that promise for darker ends. My own fascination increasingly expanded from the technology of crypto to the legion of operators who use techie language and hype to hoodwink victims. The top three read stories from Wednesday's John Lothian newsletter were, number one, U.S. election priced as the worst ever risk in VIX futures history, from Bloomberg. Second was the Markets Wiki page for Scott Johnson, who recently left the hedge fund Citadel. Third was JLN's Richard Schaefer Remembrances by former colleagues. It was recently updated to include a remembrance from Mary Bergonia Ross, a former executive with Mann Financial. Finally, Markets Wiki is up to 186,858,088 pages viewed, with a total of 9,059 pages on the site and 225,941 edits and counting. Have a great day and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This is John Lothian. Have a great day.